Now, Inland Revenue may have been promoting tax avoidance. The Herald wrote about it last week, and as a result of that, IRD has now changed its guidance. Janae Tibshraney is our Herald Wellington business editor with us now. Hi, Janae.
Good evening, Heather.
Can we take the fact that it's now changed its advice as an admission of guilt?
Well, possibly. I think it is an admission from the Inland Revenue that the laws around trusts are inherently complicated and a little bit problematic. What happened here is that at the budget, the government said that it planned to increase the trust tax rate to 39%, so that it aligns with the top income tax rate. Most people think that's probably a good idea, but the Inland Revenue issued some guidance that said, look, if you want to basically avoid paying that higher rate, you could transfer income that the trust earns, you could transfer that to a beneficiary of the trust who is on a lower tax rate. That's someone who earns less than $180,000. A lot of people already do that type of thing, but here's the kicker. It said that you basically could do that purely, you know, with the intention of saving tax, and also if you intended to then put that money back in the trust. So you transfer it out of the trust to pay less tax, and then you pop it back in the trust. It said that was a way to mitigate overtaxation, but then all the tax accountants said, whoa, IRD, hold on, that could see you done for tax avoidance, so the IRD had to go back and change its advice.
Why did the IRD want to even give this advice in the first place?
Well, I think the criticism from some was that, yes, you know, a lot of people who have trusts are wealthy and should pay a lot of tax, but there are a lot of average Kiwis who have trusts and, you know, should they be paying 39% tax on income earned from the trust? So this is a way of them saying, all right, look, there's a way around that. You know, your average person won't necessarily be taxed at such a high rate.
Right, I see. Okay, so they were trying to ping the rich pricks, but they were trying to give the other guys a way to not get pinged.
Exactly. And the thing is, already people do this kind of thing. Instead of paying the trust rate, you can transfer the income to a beneficiary who's on a lower income, and that means that they pay their tax rate that they're on,
right,
their margin, which might be, you know, 17.5%. That's fine. The issue is if you're doing that with the intention of then putting the money back in the trust, or with the intention of not letting the beneficiary actually spend the money. You don't actually want to give it to them. You're just doing a sort of circular movement of the money. That's where the potential issue is.
Okay, Janae, have we actually established once and for all whether IRD is right or the tax experts?
Not exactly.
Oh,
so this is a murky issue. IRD has changed its guidance. It said that its guidance wasn't supposed to be, you know, a definitive legal thing. It was just guidance, as this whole change is still going through the parliamentary system. But this really does underline how there are still some grey areas when it comes to trusts and tax that need to be worked through. And all the tax people are saying, you know, just be careful, I guess, if you are trying to move money around using trusts to try to avoid paying high amounts of tax.
Janae, thank you for talking us through that. Really appreciate it. That's Janae Tibshraney, the Herald's Wellington business editor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.